Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again and again and again to Food for the Journey. I really like to bring God's Word to you in some simple way that can be helpful to you. Let me know if it is. I would be very, very happy with that. So, let's take a look at the first reading of the Book of Kings, chapter 21, verses 17 to 29. Remember now that Naboth was killed because he refused to give his vineyard, which was his inheritance, to King Ahab. We will see in these readings that Ahab repents and receives God's mercy. You can always receive God's mercy if you turn to him and say, "I'm sorry." Go to confession if it's serious. But please always say to the Lord, when you know you've done something that you shouldn't have, you've gossiped too much, you've spoken against people, you've been angry, whatever the case may be, just come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Please help me." I would advise that you go to confession and tell the priest what caused you to be angry like that. Ask for help. God will give it. Believe me. So let's take a look now at the first book of Kings, chapter 21, verses 17 to 29. After the death of Naboth, the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Start down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He will be in the vineyard of Naboth, of which he has come to take possession. This is what you should tell him. The Lord says, 'After murdering, do you also take possession? For this, the Lord says, in the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs shall lick up your blood too.' Ahab said to Elijah, 'Have you found me out, my enemy?' 'Yes,' he answered, 'because you have given yourself up to doing evil in the Lord's sight. I am bringing evil upon you. I will destroy you and will cut off every male in Ahab's line, whether slave or freeman, in Israel. I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like that of Baasha, son of Ahijah, because of how you have provoked me by leading Israel into sin.' Against Jezebel, too, the Lord declared, 'The dogs shall devour Jezebel in the district of Jezreel. When one of Ahab's lines dies in the city, dogs will devour him. When one of them dies in the field, the birds of the sky will devour him. Indeed, no one gave himself up to the doing of evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Ahab, urged on by his wife Jezebel. He became completely abominable by following idols, just as the Amorites had done, whom the Lord drove out before the children of Israel.' When Ahab heard these words, he tore his garments, put on sackcloth over his bare flesh. He fasted, slept in the sackcloth, and went about subdued. Then the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, 'Have you seen that Ahab has humbled himself before me? Since he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his time. I will bring the evil upon his house during the reign of his son.'" Brothers and sisters, I mean, when I read something like this, I say, Why is it in us that it's so hard to say, "I'm sorry," when we've done something wrong? We're too humiliated, it doesn't matter, it doesn't really matter. I have to say that when someone comes to me and says, "Please, I'm sorry that I did this or said that in your company," and I say, "Of course I forgive you." And nothing divides. But it's so hard for us to say, "I'm sorry." I'm the guilty one. I did it. We always want to put the blame on someone else. Please take responsibility for what is yours and ask for God's mercy. He will give it to you if you say, I have sinned, Lord, but I'm sorry. Go to confession. He will wipe it away. But if saying those two words, I'm sorry, is too much for you, please let me hear from you. We'll see what we can do. I want you to be as close to God as you can possibly be. I want you to love him with all your heart. I want you to be able to say to somebody who's hurt you, I forgive you. Believe me, brothers and sisters, it's a clean slate when you do that. There is an afterlife, you know. There is heaven. There is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Don't you wonder what it's going to be like? Well, then let's strive for it. Let's go for it. Be merciful, says Psalm 51. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my guilt. Free me from blood guilt, O God, my saving God. Then my tongue shall revel in your justice. Please don't be afraid to go to confession. Please don't. It will set you free, really free in spirit. God knows we're weak. God knows we make mistakes, and God wants us to be forgiven. So don't just stuff it down in your pocket somewhere, but turn and say to the Lord, Lord, I want to love you. I failed you right now, but I want to follow you. Please give me grace. Please help me. If you say that prayer every day, if you say that prayer, God will hear you. See, this is, it's all cast in pride. We don't want to admit it. We don't want to say we're wrong. But it's one of the most freeing things when you can say, I'm sorry I did this. Will you please forgive me? And that's what we do in confession. You don't have to say it to everybody, but to the person you've hurt, if you know, and you know you've hurt them, just go to them and say, please, will you forgive me? I'm so sorry. And if they don't want to forgive you, your slate is clean. You just say, I'll keep praying for you. And then come back to them in a month or so and say again, will you please forgive me? God will hear your prayer. God will change the hearts of those who hurt us if we pray for them. And you don't want to, you just want to get rid of them. But if you pray for them, God will forgive. Brothers and sisters, I don't know, I probably could talk all day about this, but it's the biggest sin we run into. It's the biggest, I'm sure there are much, much bigger sins, but it's the frequency of our sins, just ignoring, speaking against, gossiping, whatever. We sin with our tongue. Please, let's make a decision to stop, to stop. And then we look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. I don't mean you can be without sin totally, but you know you could reduce if you just say, Jesus, help me here, help me not to sin, help me. And God will do that for you. God will bless you. God will draw near to you when he sees that you're trying to change a habit, pattern of life. When he sees you making that kind of change, he is very honored. It's a time where you honor the Lord, that you say, yes, Lord, I'll follow you. I'll follow you wherever you want me to go. And that, brothers and sisters, is in our hearts. That's the most important area, first of all, what's going on. Not that you have a good job, not that you have people to love and people who love you, but have you loved God? That's part of loving God, is loving his people. But it's also, it can get us onto another road, and we think, oh, good, now I'm good. I've forgiven this person. Well, blessed be God so, but then go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I forgave that person. Please give me grace to do it the next time. Please help me to break this habit. Please, Lord Jesus, you've given us a tongue. You've given us the ability to speak. Lord, may we speak in ways that honor you. Doesn't mean you have to pray every hour. It doesn't mean that. But it does mean that when you're getting ready to see a friend or getting ready to someone who irritates you in some ways, just say, Lord, give me the grace. Please give me the grace to love everyone here. Believe me, God will do that for you. Lord Jesus says this beautiful prayer by Father Gabriel Amorth. Lord Jesus, you came to heal our wounded and troubled hearts. I beg you to heal the torments that cause anxiety in my heart. I beg you in a particular way to heal all who are the cause of sin. I beg you to come into my life and heal me of the psychological harms that struck me in my early years and from the injuries that they caused through my life. Lord Jesus, you know my burdens. I lay them all on your good shepherd's heart. I beseech you by the merits of the great open wound in your heart to heal the small wounds that are in mine. Heal the pain of my memories so that nothing that has happened to me will cause me to remain in pain and anguish filled with anxiety. Heal, O Lord, all those wounds that have been the cause of the evil that's rooted in my life. I want to forgive all those who have offended me. Look to those inner sores that make me unable to forgive. You who came to forgive the afflicted of heart, please heal my own heart. May God abundantly bless you and bring you closer to him.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.